Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of October 3rd. Steve Suman prepared this report. Well, of course, temperatures are generally dropping this time of year. After Wednesday, we're looking at daytime highs in the 40s and 50s. Fall is such a beautiful time in the North Woods. And remember, you can track the color changes and the predicted peak color both here and across the state by looking at the Fall Color Report map on the Travel Wisconsin website. And of course, you can see plenty of fall color from your boat, your ATV, or mountain bike, but don't forget the slower, quieter approach. You know, there's a canoe or a pair of hiking boots out there with your name on it. This week, DNR Fisheries biologist Max Wolter discusses fall Chippewa flowage fish survey results. Max says, "Our most important finding was that in 2022, the Chippewa flowage produced another strong year class of walleye. This class appears to be very similar in size to the 2021 class and will likely end up as the second largest since 2006. The Chip also produced large walleye year classes in 2020 and 2018, which points to strong adult abundance over the next few years. Northern pike are a secondary target of these surveys. We found the lowest pike abundance in a fall survey in more than 10 years and the second highest average size. We expect a correlation between pike abundance and size. We've recently made efforts to manage pike abundance and improve size, and this survey provides some evidence of progress toward those goals. Bass are another secondary target, and the 2022 survey found a continuation of a trend towards more smallmouth bass and fewer largemouth bass, especially on the west side of the flowage." Well, thanks, Max. That is enlightening. The Hayward Community Veterans Center in downtown Hayward will host the Hayward Gun and Sports Show Friday, October 7th from 2 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, October 8th from 10 to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 for adults. There's no charge for children 14 and younger. Participants and visitors must follow all federal, state, and local firearm laws and ordinances. For more information, you can contact Larry Sanders at 715-943-2723. The Northwest Relic Riders Vintage Snowmobile Club is hosting its 14th annual Vintage Snowmobile Show and Swap Meet Saturday, October 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Flat Creek Lodge. Contest judging begins at noon, but the event offers music, trivia, club clothing, and raffles. For more information, call 715-634-8377. The Fishing Has No Boundaries Hayward Chapter's annual All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti Dinner Fall Fundraiser is this Saturday, October 8th. It goes from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at Flat Creek Lodge. Tickets in advance cost $8 for adults age 10 and older and $4 for kids 2 to 9 years old. Kids younger than 2 years old eat free. Tickets purchased at the door will be $10 for adults, $5 for ages 2 to 9. For more information, call 715-634-3185. Let's get to the fishing report. Hey, the weather patterns are starting their fall transition, and so are the fish. Check current fish locations and bait preferences at your favorite bait shop before you hit the water. Muskie fishing's good, continues to improve with cooling water temperatures. Fish are on weed beds, weed edges, and near panfish and baitfish. Many anglers are using suckers, with others throwing bucktails, crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastics, bulldogs, and topwaters. Remember to figure eight at the boat. Walleye fishing's slow. Some anglers are enjoying success. Fish are in 20 to 35 feet and deeper. On weeds, weed bed edges, rocks, sand, and main lake basins, and they're following schools of bait fish as well. In evening, work the shallower weed lines. Walleye suckers, fatheads, chubs, and crawlers work well, as does trolling for suspended fish. Northern pike fishing is good as fish start to pack on the pre-winter pounds. Look for them on weeds, weed beds, weed edges, and near concentrations of panfish and baitfish in 6 to 22 feet of depth. Sucker minnows, fatheads, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, stick baits, crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastics. Man, if it looks like food, pike will take a shot at it. Largemouth bass fishing is fair to good. Fewer anglers are now chasing them, though. Fish are scattered from shallow to deep, but they're still on weeds, weed lines, and other structure. Top baits include live baits, spinner baits, crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastics, and topwaters. The smallmouth fishing is fair to good as fish start to transition into their fall movements and feeding patterns. Look for them in the same or similar locations as walleye. Sucker minnows, jerkbaits, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, swimbaits, and plastics are all working on smallmouth. Crappie fishing is fair to good, but inconsistent. Go deep, out to 30 feet or deeper, but also check the entire water column for suspending fish. Baits of choice include crappie minnows, waxies, plastics, mini mites, and gulp baits on small jigs fished under slip bobbers and suspended just above the fish once you find them. Bluegill and perch are in the weeds and they're actively feeding. Waxies, worms, small minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks fished under slip bobbers are all tempting panfish. Some upcoming events for you. October 1st through the 9th is the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. The youth deer hunt is October 8th and 9th. October 11th, bear season closes. October 15th, the following season's open. Pheasant, bobwhite quail, Hungarian partridge, elk, coyote trapping, fox hunting and trapping, bobcat hunting and trapping, period one, and fisher hunting and trapping. On October 15th also is the closing date of inland trout fishing season. October 22nd, Bob Zahorik's birthday. Also, mink trapping season opens and muskrat trapping season opens. October 29th is the opening date of non-resident raccoon hunting and trapping. November 5th, the following seasons open in the northern zone, beaver trapping, and otter hunting and trapping. Crow season closes on November 17th. Turkey season closes on November 18th in zones 6 and 7. Got the traditional 9-day gun deer season coming up November 19th through the 27th. Duck season's going to close November 22nd in our zone. And then, of course, muzzleloader deer season, November 28th through December 7th. If you want to know more about what's going on in our neighborhood, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and see the calendar of events. If you want to call us down at the office, the chamber line is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. Cool, crisp days, beautiful fall colors, clean, fresh air. Hey, let's get out there and enjoy it all.